Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is May 13, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Visa brings credit and debit card support to Apple Pay in Japan. Flexa, Oris partner to bring digital currency payments to retailers. Visa invests in Remitly. Flipkart to strengthen grocery infrastructure to cater to customer safety and demand across India. Heslo Pay now allows shoppers to link their payment information with their biometrics. Blik announces surge in P2P mobile transfers in Poland. Oxid eSales develops into a vertical cloud platform provider. Now let's get started. Visa brings credit and debit card support to Apple Pay in Japan. Visa has announced the arrival of support for Apple Pay in Japan. According to iMore, both debit cards and credit cards are supported out the gate. Moreover, consumers with cards issued by A+, SMBC Finance Service, NTT Docomo, Credit Saison, JACCS, Mitsui Sumitomo Bank Card, and Rakuten should be able to add them to the wallet app on their iPhone after the announcement. Furthermore, the option can be used at convenience stores and supermarkets in Japan that have the Visa Touch payment support mark. Consumers have to simply hold their iPhone or Apple Watch to complete the payment. Apple Pay payments can be made on iPads as well, while Macs are also supported so long as there is an Apple Watch or iPhone within range to perform some sort of biometric authentication. All recent iPhones and Apple Watches will provide that authentication, including iPhone 12, iMore reported. Flexa, Oris partner to bring digital currency payments to retailers. Flexa, a US-based payments network provider, has partnered with payments platform Oris to bring digital currency payments to retailers around the globe. Using Flexa, merchants connected to Oris can now opt in to accept any of the digital currencies supported on the Flexa network, including cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. Oris's payment solution will enable the Flexa network across a wide variety of merchant industries, including specialty retail, department stores, health and beauty, grocery, automotive, as well as QSR and fine dining. According to the press release, merchants who accept these types of payments via Flexa are protected against fraud or loss from the time of authorization. The partnership aims to reduce the overhead of this new form of payments and also expand their reach to access digitally savvy customers. Visa invests in Remitly. Mobile-first provider of remittances and financial services for immigrants, Remitly has announced receiving new funding from Visa, a world leader in digital payments, according to IBS Intelligence. The investment showcases the confidence Visa has in Remitly's vision to provide transformative financial services products for immigrants across the globe. Remitly has also announced extending an earlier partnership with Visa to integrate Visa Direct, Visa's real-time push payments platform, to help enable Remitly customers in the United States to send funds to eligible Visa debit cards in countries globally. Through this step, Visa and Remitly will continue to work together to further expand cross-border transfer services and provide customers affordable, convenient, and secure money transfer solutions. In 2020, the alliance with Visa Direct helped the firm unlock more choices for its customers to send real-time cross-border payments to eligible Visa debit cards. Customers can also track their transfer to know exactly when and where their money will arrive. The partnership between Visa and Remitly began in March 2019, providing customers with another channel to send and receive funds from the U.S. to eligible Visa debit cards across borders. Visa also supports Passbook by Remitly. Flipkart to strengthen grocery infrastructure to cater to customer safety and demand across India. Flipkart has announced the strengthening of its grocery supply chain infrastructure across the country. According to the press release, through this effort, the company will strengthen its capabilities to provide its customers safe access to order daily essentials through quick and contactless doorstep delivery. Flipkart plans to step up supply chain infrastructure for its grocery business and add over 8 lakh square feet of space through 5 new fulfillment centers over the next 3 months. With this additional infrastructure, the marketplace will bring the ease of online grocery shopping to more users across the country. Flipkart Grocery offers over 7,000 products across 200-plus categories ranging from daily household supplies, staples, snacks and beverages, confectionery, personal care, and much more. Flipkart's grocery offering is backed by an intuitive user experience through voice-enabled shopping for groceries, credit offerings, and open-box deliveries. Overall, with the current grocery fulfillment center network spread across Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, Chennai, and Hyderabad, among other cities, Flipkart serves close to 64,000 orders a day. This has also created thousands of direct and indirect job opportunities, leading to a boost in employment and the economy. Heslo Pay now allows shoppers to link their payment information with their biometrics. Heslo has announced the addition of a new solution to Heslo Pay that allows shoppers to link their payment and shipping information with their biometrics. The solution enables customers to pay with one click once they have verified their identity with face or fingerprint recognition. Heslo aims to remove as much friction from the checkout experience as possible to prevent shopping cart abandonment and improve conversion rates for digital retailers. Heslo Pay is currently compatible with the Shopify, Ecwid, and BigCommerce platforms. Furthermore, the company has also released a new Heslo login solution built for enterprise authentication. The solution can be integrated into websites, applications, or other services to enable passwordless authentication for customers and employees. Heslo Login is built to the FIDO standard and leverages a FIDO-certified digital trust server. BLIK announces surge in P2P mobile transfers in Poland. Poland-based mobile payment system BLIK has published internal data revealing an upswing in mobile payments usage in e-commerce in the Polish market. From January to March 2021, Polish mobile payment system BLIK users performed over 153 million transactions worth 4 billion euros, 20 billion Polish zlotys. The company disclosed data according to which, at the end of the first quarter, 7.6 million people were actively using it, with the fastest growing channel being the BLIK phone transfer, P2P. In Poland, more than 74% of transactions in Q1 2021 were made online, 114 million, of which more than 4 million were transactions made in global e-commerce, settled by international payment operators. BLIK reported that the COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated the growth of interest in non-cash settlements in the country, as well as the trend of moving away from paying with cash. This is confirmed by data on the number of transactions made by BLIK users in ATMs in Q1, 7.2 million, 16% more than 2020. The BLIK mobile payment system enables internet payments, as well as payments at POS terminals, cash withdrawals from ATMs and mobile P2P payments. More than 3/4 of the transactions made with BLIK are online payments, more than 9% are P2P transactions. Slightly less are F2F transactions at terminals, and almost 7% are ATM withdrawals. Oxid eSales develops into a vertical cloud platform provider. Germany-based e-commerce platform manufacturer Oxid eSales has announced plans to develop from a shop system broadliner to a vertical cloud platform provider. With this development, practice processes and functional modules are condensed and made accessible for vertical markets. With the Oxid Cloud, the platform can be implemented as a minimum viable product, MVP, for smaller and more agile projects. Lower project costs benefit medium-sized budgets and make it easier for SMEs to get started with digital sales. Furthermore, another cooperation the company is partaking in is the relaunch of the extension marketplace Oxid Store, which makes shop and platform extensions accessible to providers and retailers and will include a subscription function in the future. The offer model will no longer be based on additions, but will be scaled with the customer's business. Even the small cloud package, Easy Entry, offers unlimited multi-shops and full B2B functionality. According to an Oxid e-sales representative, the organization is being restructured to promote a cloud-first approach and to provide partners with more support in customer acquisition and project implementation. The previous business unit professional services will be outsourced to partners in the Oxid e-sales ecosystem. A new solution catalyst unit will be set up, which will focus on partner onboarding and support, consulting offers for individual industries and application management in industry cloud solutions. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.